flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horris.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Horris. Today, I really hope to brighten up your day. Literally. I've got Andy Pesciotta with Wilson Lighting with me today to bring all the knowledge about all the different lighting around your home, inside, outside, doesn't matter. Hey, Andy, thanks for taking some time out of your day to be with us today. How you doing?
My pleasure. Doing great.
Awesome. So I like to kind of just start out with some stuff about yourself and how you got into things. And, you know, are you originally from St. Louis?
Born and raised. Grew up on the hill, city boy. So started doing some house flips on my own, and used to do plumbing, and was just the last piece of the puzzle. So, and it's exciting because it's never the same. It's always changing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's so much out there to find and see, and it's amazing. I'm sure you can't even fit all this stuff, you know, inside your showroom and all of that. Just too many choices for everybody to work through, I'm sure. So how long have you been working with lighting and with Wilson Lighting?
I've been there 2 years, and it was kind of a weird situation. They knew I was available at the time, and they recruited me. And once I got into Wilson, I realized what a great lighting place it is. So we have our own line, which is Mariana, and it's produced at some of the same factories as some of the other high-end lights. But the beauty is it's in stock. I mean, we have two stories above our showroom of in-stock items.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
Yeah, and especially in today's age, I mean, you can't get an occupancy permit till you have a light.
Nothing's in stock either.
No. I mean, you're waiting forever, and
yeah,
it's beautiful stuff. It's available, and it just makes that project go much smoother because you're not waiting 6 months for one fixture.
Yeah, no, that is a great benefit for sure. Can you give a little history of Wilson Lighting?
Well, Mr. Wilson started off in Kansas City, Missouri. He started off selling fans. And then saw a need for light fixtures, kind of broadened his horizons. Used to vacation in Florida, so he opened up a location in Florida.
Oh, of course,
so
awesome.
We're in Naples, which everybody has a vacation home in Naples except me. And then we opened one in Bonita Springs, And then the one in Brentwood's the baby. That's the newest store. And Brian Wilson actually runs that one, and he runs the Florida store. And so we're kind of the baby, but we're, you know, the ones that are kind of pushing the envelope on things because we can get away with it. We just recently started doing custom upholstery furniture. So it's kind of, we're trying to get one-stop shop.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is really great. And speaking of like one-stop shop too, so the showroom mm-hmm. you have out here for listeners wanting to go see some stuff, come in, you know, check some things out. Can you just kind of explain what they'll see, what they'll find, just that experience walking into your guys' showroom?
Yeah. When you first walk in, we have little vignettes, which is where the furniture comes into play. We have dining room sets, and we have a beautiful dining room fixture above it. So then you walk in, you're going to see tons of grouped by finishes. We'll have what we call a light lab, which is extremely awesome, if that's a word. Because it's the latest and greatest of technology. So in this light lab, we have recessed lighting, under cabinet lighting, tape lighting, the power strips that now replace outlets in your backsplash, all the different Kelvins, color temperatures, so people can see it firsthand. That whole market is changing hourly. And most people think LED. They have no idea what's available in LED. So we'll take them in there, let them kind of browse. Architectural is what we call it. Then we have a whole outdoor section. So all your outdoor fixtures. We have ceiling fans. Then on the second floor, that's when people are blown away. That is all the bathroom fixtures, vanity lights, chandeliers, and each room is kind of grouped by finish. So
cool. Yeah.
And we kind of walk them along, just kind of so they're not overwhelmed, because it can be overwhelming, because there's so many new options out there, and people sometimes get overwhelmed, and that's where Mosby, the designers there, us, we work hand in hand to kind of make it enjoyable. It's fun.
Yeah.
People stress about it, and it's supposed to be an enjoyable time. You've saved your whole life for this reno, and why are you stressing out?
Yeah, well, you know, so we call that selections paralysis. Like, mm-hmm. you freeze up. You're like, there's 1,000 things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I like them all.
Right.
You know, what? And so it's definitely to have, you know, someone like yourself or our designers, you know, somebody like that to help work through that.
Right.
And you know, indicate what goes with what and what would be the best. A lot of times people are just looking for that good advice.
Right. And that's why, you know, the internet, everybody's like, well, I can buy it online, but you're not going to have somebody literally holding your hand through this whole operation. And there's nothing worse waiting 6 months. And it comes in, and it's not what you thought it was going to be. And then you got to worry about getting it back to them. You got to ship it back to them. And that's where we and Mosby come in as a team, to where we take all the not fun stuff out of the equation.
Yeah.
We do all the back stuff. We just say, isn't this pretty? It's going to look great. And then they just wait till it's done. And that's where, that's the difference between online and buying through a business, because you can touch it, you can feel it, you can see it. I can take shades off stuff and switch them and put a different bulb in it, and that you just can't do that online.
Yeah, that is so great. You know, I'll tell you a little story about my own house. My last house years ago, we were just, you know, as we lived there, changing lighting, as we found stuff, my wife would just find something and be like, oh, this would be great, and we'd put it in the dining room, whatever. We had this ugly brass light hanging in the foyer and it was a vaulted ceiling, and I just kept telling her, yeah, as soon as you find something, that, you know, just get it, whatever. And I'll bet 5 years later, we're going to move. And I ran to Lowe's and bought just the quickest, cheapest thing in that color that would hang on an angle. threw it up there and was like, man, why did I not just do that 5 years ago? Like, that looks so much better than what was there. But she had that paralysis thing. She would look, she would find, she would not, ah, it's too expensive, you know, this and that. And, right. and just like never, literally never made a decision.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, the lighting is come down in price. So what's the worst case scenario? You put it up there, you don't like it? Sell it on Marketplace. I mean, you're yeah. not stuck with yeah. it. House flippers buy used lights all day long. So, I mean, the worst case scenario is you hate it, you take it down and put something else up. I mean, it's not permanent. It's an easy, quick fix. And you'd be shocked at what new lighting does to a room. I mean, it just opens up a whole room to new options. It's we always call it, we're just doing this room, and then it triples.
Yeah.
Because then you see how bad the rest of your house is. You're like, oh, okay, now. And yeah. it just kind of spirals. And that's, again, where our own line, it's budget friendly. So
yeah.
you can do it.
Yeah, and that's perfect because, you know, that kind of takes me right into my On the Road with Rich segment where I kind of talk about, you know, a visit with a client, different things that we look at that we see. And, you know, I had this client, great repeat client. We've been working with him for 20 years or so, doing every project in her house. And she came to me wanting some new lighting. She's like, my main area, you know, I just want to kind of update things, get a new dining room light. But really, to paint the picture, you know, this room, first of all, the room's 18 feet tall. So this, and it's big. It's the dining room and the living room, fireplace, all this. And, you know, they have, the whole place is full of artwork. They're huge art collectors. So they wanted, you know, general lighting, but then they also wanted all this lighting to show their artwork and all this other stuff. And they've got a statue standing in the corner of the room. And, you know, so we ultimately, you know, did all these industrial can lights with these high lumens, and we did this monorail system and all these different areas for all this artwork light that we could direct and all this stuff. I mean, some of the coolest lights and the literally the coolest fixture over their dining room table was absolutely fascinating. It just changed the entire experience, you know, entering this area of their home. And how it looks and works and everything. And now their general lighting from 18 feet, they can actually see.
Right.
You know, what they're doing and everything. So can you kind of just maybe explain to some of our listeners some additional, like, dramatic ways that they can really change the dynamics of a room with lighting?
We always do it in two different levels. I mean, architectural is really what we call the recess lighting or task lighting.
Yeah.
And then there's decorative. Architectural, you have, it depends on what they want to do. If they want to highlight a picture, there's different colors in that LED light that pull different colors out of that painting or that piece of art. Just talking about the light lab, we have three of the same picture and three different lights on it, and each light makes that picture look different.
Oh, wow.
And it'll pull out the blues, it'll pull out the reds, it'll pull out the yellows. So there's filters, there's Kelvins, there's lumens. Kelvin's a color, and lumen is the output of light. So a Kelvin is going to make you see a certain color and what they're trying to highlight.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
So if you want to highlight maybe the blues in a picture, you're going to go with a higher Kelvin. And that's going to make you see the blue tones. But again, it can be on a dimmer. And even now with the new ones, there's switches on them, and you literally can adjust what color you want that LED to be. You pull the fixture down, five controls on it by one flick of a switch will change the output of that color. So you're not stuck with anything. If you decide you change a piece of art, you can change the color to highlight that new piece of art, because we move art around all day long. So that just opens up a whole new world with just one fixture. I mean, that's just one little thing that, again, people don't know about because it's changing so much. And these fixtures, they're literally like $22. I mean, it's not like it's crazy priced, or it's just as things evolve, it becomes easier to manufacture. You know, so
interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's, we don't just go, okay, that's beautiful. It's got to be practical, too. It's got to fit the space. It's got to be something that I think of you guys when I'm selling something, because if I sell something and you guys can't install it, that pretty fixture is worthless. So there's always, and that's where, again, a lighting store is something I think about. The 18-foot, you need chain, you need wire to make that fixture look right. Hanging down that low, is that fixture going to look that good? In the showroom, maybe it does, 9-foot ceiling. So again, that's where we come in, because you don't want somebody to do this and then it doesn't work or they hate it.
Yeah, and that's where that whole planning and thought comes in with our designing and figuring these rooms out, and then bringing, you know, experts like you into it to help figure stuff out. Because I could tell you, as a carpenter, as an installer, I can't tell you the amount of times, like running a job as a project manager, I would go to put in a light fixture and go, wow, this thing's got like an 18-inch cord. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, you need more like a 4-footer. Like, and I'm like, oh, well, we didn't sell you that. That's going to cost more. And I'm like, what? Okay, but we thought we bought a light fixture, you know?
Right.
And like, no, you just bought the pieces that came with it. And no one really thought or realized that there was, you know, more to
missing
it.
Missing parts. And that's what our job is. I mean, if I sell you a fan, the first thing out of my mouth should be, do you need a downrod? How long of a downrod is it going to need? That's where lighting stores, a good lighting store, is going to fill all those little pieces in, so that you as a customer or you as a business, it's done the way it should be. You don't want to have to go back and order pieces, because you're on a timeline. These people want to move in their house.
We got to get it done. So we're going to get back to more of this. We're going to get into our first break, and when we return, we'll have my right at home hack. So everyone stay tuned for that.
And now here's Rich's right at home hack.
All right, guys, we are back, and we're here live talking with Andy Pesciotta with Wilson Lighting, and boy, do I have a hack for you today. You know, how do you truly know if you have enough light in your home for daily tasks? Well, now you can actually download a Lux light meter app and find out how much task lighting you have in your home right from your phone. So, you know, Lux measures how much light hits a surface. So once you get your app, pick one out, get it. All you got to do is lay your phone on the countertop, desk, bed, wherever you're feeling like maybe you don't have enough light. Hit the button and it will read how much light you're getting. They recommend about 100 lux in the kitchen, 200 to 300 in the bathroom. The crazy one was 500 to 1,000 in the garage. So I would recommend get an app. Once you know you don't have enough light, get with your electrician, head down to Wilson Lighting Showroom, pick out some new light fixtures today, and get this stuff figured out. Get enough light in your home for you. All right, remember, guys, you can search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook and hear all my weekly hacks every week. They'll be there for you. Let's get right back into this lighting thing. And speaking of, you know, the Lux and all this, you know, what I like to call like the scientific end or all that. Can you explain a little bit more on some of those different, like the lux and the lumens and what it means and what should people be looking for in their different spaces with those things?
Well, I mean, it depends on if the fixture has an LED integrated in it. Those are great options if people aren't sure about all that. So that the fixture comes, there's no light bulb anymore, it's integrated. So the diodes are already built into it. So you really don't have to change bulbs anymore. If it's a high ceiling, you don't want to get on a ladder, everything is integrated. Some people still want to have the option. That's where you get into LED bulbs. Any fixture can have an LED bulb. If you have a dimmer, the dimmer has to be LED compatible. So that's where the difference is. It's not the fixture that is dimmable, it's the light switch. So any fixture can be dimmed based on you use the correct dimmer. And that's where, you know, the lumens come in, the Kelvins come in. The new technology with, there's what's called dim to warm. That's where as it's dimming, it's telling its brain, I'm getting dimmer, I need to start going to that warm tone. Because with LED now, if it's a 3000 Kelvin, it's just going to get less white as you dim it. You lose that incandescent warmness. So if people want their dining room, their hearth room to have that warm glow, there's specific recessed lighting that can make that happen. And that's, again, where you have to educate them. They don't know. And that's where we come in and say, here it is. Notice how this one's white. As it gets dimmer, this one's going to that nice warm glow you want. That's where you sell them a dim to warm. That's what that's called. So, I mean, there's tons of little things like that that people aren't aware of. They just leave it up to someone to figure it out, and then they're unhappy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, obviously the lighting, the bulbs, I mean, everything has improved and changed so much from, you know, incandescent to halogen, went to fluorescent for a while. Now LED is really, you know, getting better, getting good, working things out, touch lamps, all these different things. But, you know, there's what I kind of call that myth of the LED bulb as far as, like, how long do one of these bulbs really last? You know, and I bring it up because, you know, I know maybe you can explain that usage because, like, we had this bulb. We bought this really bright LED bulb for our front porch. And in about 3 years, it's dead, and I'm buying another one. And, you know, but I'm running it like three times the amount that they would say. And, of course, it said 9 years. It probably last. And so if I run it three times the amount, can you kind of explain to the listeners what that means and what they should watch out for?
Yeah. On a light bulb, on the actual box, it's going to say how many hours. That's really the key.
Yes.
If it's an outdoor light, it's not on a motion or it's not on a dusk-to-dawn sensor, that's running 24/7. So you're killing your life of that bulb because it's on 24/7. They put a year on it that's based on, and it'll say 4 hours per day based on.
And but, most of us see the box and go, oh, yeah, 9 to 12 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet. And they figure they're never buying another bulb again.
Exactly. And like everything, there's different grades of bulbs. There's multiple car lines out there. There's different grades of bulbs. I mean, you get a good bulb from a light store, it's going to be a better bulb than what you find, let's say, at somewhere else. Big box store, for instance. So you kind of get what you pay for, especially when it comes to the light bulbs. But the beauty of them is they're more efficient. That's what it boils down to. A 60-watt bulb, LED is 6 watts.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So you're cutting your usage. I mean, the whole house probably can run off of what 10 old bulbs used to run. So that right there is savings. Do they cost a little more? Yeah. But they're cool to the touch. They've come a long way with the way they look. As far as the warmness, it's there now, as opposed to when they first came out, they were blue. You look like you were performing surgery. So they've definitely improved them. And there's a lot more technology put into them. They just last based on hours, not years, you know, and that's something I think is a little misleading, but it gives new life to everything.
Well, you know, and we see that in every piece of this industry, you know, like, for example, insulation and, you know, home energy stuff, they changed the laws even to make them word it different because they'd say, oh, we can save you 30% on your electric bill. And it was like, yeah, that was during the peak season.
right.
while you're using it. That was literally 3 to 4 months out of the year. So you're really only saving 10% on your overall, you know, so everybody would hear this and then they'd go, well, wait a minute, I did all this and my bill only, over the year only went down 10%, but it went down 30% in July,
when you're really
in August, you know, well, oh, well, okay, thanks, you know, and so there's so much of that that it is great to beware. And I'll warn everybody a little bit too, like this Lux thing we were just talking about with the app and stuff. It's pretty cool and, you know, it can help you if you think something's too low or whatever, but like, you know, they recommended 500 to 1,000 in a garage.
Right.
Well, I went in my garage and I stood by my car door and I held this thing and it said like 147. And let me tell you something. I got this three bulb thing that you can adjust that's like 1,000 lumens on each of it. My garage is 8 times brighter than it was before I did this. And it's still only reading 147 at my car door, you know, at about waist high.
Right, right.
So don't like think you need to do that because if I got it to 1,000, I would probably be like melting on the sun.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's something people don't think about because the throw of the light out of the fixture. There's lenses that can make it have a 35 degree angle. There's lenses that can make it go 60 degrees. So again, the Lux, it's based on how that light is shining down and saturating that space.
Yeah.
So you can channel it to where it's going towards your workbench, let's say.
Yeah.
So then you're getting 1,000 there. But maybe at the back of the garage where your car is at, it's only 150. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, you want to focus light where you're going to need it. And that's, again, where these new recessed lighting, you can do that. You can point it. You can angle it. You can the lenses, the modifications to these fixtures, it's untapped. I mean, you could really create a custom for your specific space.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. So I would just ask you, Andy, as the pro, you know, in the lighting, doing all this, what advice would you give just any listener that's getting ready to change some lighting? They're going to go shopping. They're going to go looking. I mean, what do you think everyone should know before they start this process?
Don't overthink it. That's the first thing. It's the hardest thing to decide. Even for me personally, my own space, it's hard to make decisions for yourself. And that's, I think, the most overwhelming thing. People overthink it. Look at your space, look at your budget, and seek out the right people. I try and make it, like I said, enjoyable. And if you have the right person guiding you, just because it costs more doesn't mean it's better. There's a light for every budget.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell people. Don't think you have to have this because that's what everybody else has. May not be right for you. So go into it with an open mind. Multiple finishes are in, so there's no rules anymore. Everything flows together. All your rooms are one big room now anyway. So the fact that you have to have brass in here and chrome in here, you have multiple finishes in your house already with your sink,
sure.
Your door
handles,
so everything works now. There's no rules like it used to be, and I just tell people, enjoy it. It's fun. Don't stress out about it because you're going to love it.
Yeah, and there are so many, you know, just cool, interesting, you know, conversation piece light fixtures now too, that, you know, I do tell people sometimes that could be a spot where you really do, you know, kind of like spend too much or really go out on a limb a little bit because it can be such a cool feature to the whole room and you just do it on that one thing. And I actually have a client out in St. Charles that they did the coolest dining room light. It is so neat and so different. They've had people walking down the street, just neighbors taking walks, literally go up and knock on their door and ask to see this fixture.
Yeah.
Where did you get that? Can I see it? That is so interesting looking. And it's like, so, you know, you have a budget. So, you know, stick to it on certain things, but then you pick like those certain things, like a countertop or a light fixture
statement
or something
piece.
Like that to really, yeah, that's your statement piece. That's what really is going to, you know, be that feature in that area and splurge there. And then you can, you know, make sense at all the rest of it and everything. But hey, we're going to get into our break. And really what I'd like to do is get into some smart lighting, some smart features. What can they do nowadays and everything? So we'll jump right into that with Andy when we return.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horris.
Okay, guys, we are back. And, man, we're having such a good time here talking lighting. We're lighting up the world here with Andy Pasciotta from Wilson Lighting. And so, you know what? Before I forget, let's just start off with, you know, everything people been hearing and going into your showroom and all that. Where can people find your information? Where's the showroom? How can they get a hold of Wilson Lighting?
We're actually on the corner of Brentwood and Clayton Road. We have a website, so it's just wilsonlighting.com. And you can actually access everything that's in our store. You can create what's called a wish list. You put in my email or anyone's email, and it shows up that you made a wish list. And then I can go back and forth with the customer and say, I see you pick lanterns out. I can send you options. I can price it. I can do really whatever you need me to do without even having to come into the showroom. And then once they get a few ideas in their head, then come on in, you know, because then they kind of are focused and they kind of know what they're wanting.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a cool thing. We do appointments. We actually will go to people's houses if they need that specific service.
Sure.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we just try and make it easy. I mean, that's really our end goal, is just make it simple, easy, and enjoyable.
Yep, that's what it's all about. We do the same thing like with our Right Bath division.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the same thing of you can see all kinds of different things that you can choose. You can make a wish list. You can, you know, that way before we even come out to look at your bathroom, we can have an idea of the things that you like and stuff like that. And it's really a cool feature that works out well. So, yeah,
right.
I totally get, you know, doing stuff like that. And for everybody else out there, you know, when you're thinking of some of this stuff, changing like the one I was talking about with the 18-foot ceiling and the can lights and stuff, you know, of course you're going to have drywall work, painting work, you know, things to run wires if you're changing lighting around. You need something like that. Give us a shout here at Mosby. Again, you can find us on our website, callmosby.com. You can give us a call, 314-909-1800. I can come out just like I did for my other client, figure out what you want, get Andy involved, get you just a really great project going. So we'd love to hear from you as well. But I can't wait, because this is where I really start to kind of geek out with all this smart stuff. I absolutely love it. I love seeing people do like the different smart lighting and outlets and different things that you could do around the house. And, you know, I visit people like you were talking about, go to their house. We look around their house and it's so cool when, like, they'll take me down to the basement, and halfway down the stairs, they're like, Alexa, turn on the basement lights. And we get down there, and like, all the lights are on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, that is so awesome that we have the technology to do so many different things like that. So what are some of the reasons that our listeners should really consider doing some kind of smart home lighting?
I mean, I like a smart home. I mean, a lot of our people have vacation homes. So if they're not there at the time and they forget to shut the ceiling fan off, or they forget to turn the lights off, you can control that from an app on your phone. Same thing in your home here where you live. If you're, you know, coming home, forgot to turn the light on, you don't want to walk into a dark house, you can use your app to turn the light on. Same thing with ceiling fans. They're app controlled now. You can actually turn your fan on, turn the light on, operate the fan via your cell phone, especially if it's like an outdoor area. Landscape lighting, same thing, smart app. You can have them come on at a certain time, go off at a certain time. during summer months, maybe when it's pool season, you have them program special. So you can create a category, winter. Well, you're not going to be out there in the winter. You don't want to waste the electric.
Yeah.
Have a winter program. So you can do tons of things with smart. It just opens up, again, a whole world of economical and ease.
Yeah.
Your kid gets, you know, your kids are home by themselves. You want to make sure all the lights are on when they get home from school, you know, especially when daylight saving kicks in. You program that to have your front porch light on, whatever, because you know you're coming home in the dark. So it's going to kick on right when you pull up.
And see, that would have saved the life of the bulb on my front porch, because then we forget to turn it off in the morning.
Always.
Yeah. Right. And so it didn't just run like 12 hours. Some days it ran 16 or more, because you come home from work and you're like, oh, man, I never turned that off. And so then you turn it off so that you can turn it back on like 3 hours later.
Exactly.
And you're just burning that bulb to death. I actually had a heated driveway.
Oh, wow.
That, you know, you wouldn't really think of it, but if you travel a lot, you know, and we're like, okay, so they're in Florida and they're coming back and there's a snowstorm hitting, they can literally turn a heated driveway on from the plane. So then when they get in their car, drive home, their driveway has no snow on it. I mean, there's so many things like that today. So now during the break, you were kind of talking about those LeGrand outlets and stuff. You want to touch on some of that for the kitchen cabinets?
Well, like if you have a really detailed or even subway tile backsplash, there's this new system, and it's literally a power strip hardwired underneath the cabinet so that you don't have all these outlets and plugs and light switches ruining your beautiful backsplash. It's from a financial standpoint, it's easier for the installer to install it. He's going to love you for that. And now with quartz and all that going straight up to the cabinet, you don't have to have it all laser cut. You can mount it after the fact, and it's hidden. You don't see it. Same thing with tape lighting. Instead of having the old school under the cabinet fluorescence, now it's literally a piece of tape.
Yeah.
And those are great because you can do them at the top of the cabinet. You can do the toe kicks. I just redid a house over in Ladue, and the master bath, we put just a little strip of tape underneath the vanity, and I put it on a motion detector on their bathroom switch. So at night when they had to go to the bathroom, they just walked in, and this little teeny soft strip of light under the vanity kicked on, gave them enough light so they're not switching on a light switch, waking up their other half. So just little things like that. It was like $120 to do that. And it was practical, but it was kind of cool too. And just like you said, your friend with the Alexa, there's tons of apps like that. You just say, turn on this or dim that, or and it does it, you know. And it's perfect for even older people. I mean, I always say now with design, we more or less design to age in your homes. And all of these apps kind of are nice because maybe they can't reach a light switch.
Yeah.
You know, so that kind of stuff, the more you make it user-friendly and easy, the better off it's going to be for that person who's living there. And like I say, as you get older, maybe you can't reach that light switch under the kitchen cabinet, or that's where the apps come in, and you just say, turn on my light.
Yeah, and we need to come up, you know, these things that we've come up with are so cool for that stuff, because it does. It makes things just more workable for people. It makes it easier, like mood setting in the room.
Right.
You know, if you have different lighting for different, you know, if you're having a party or if you're going to watch a movie or if you're going to, so you can literally have the room set up to be like, oh, movie, and it changes the lighting
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Or paying bills and they're as bright as can be. You know, or I'm going to take my shower, no light.
Yeah. I just had a client last year that we did new windows over her kitchen sink, and we went to get new mini blinds, and her problem was, you know, all these new mini blinds, you just grab them and you move them up and down, and they eliminated all the strings.
Right.
And she's like, I'm short.
Right.
I need a string. Like, I'll never get these up if right. I don't have the string. And so we found a mini blind online that had the strings and everything, but I'm pretty sure it's probably the last set you're ever going to get, or it's like, it's so far out. So I was like, well, you know, you're going to need the ones that operate themselves, and you just hit a remote. That's right. Going to be when you go to do this again, that's going to be your own. But at least we have that option.
Right.
You know, to where she can work it.
And that's stuff that you, as Mosby, and us as Wilson, that's the things we think about. Because to the average person, it's not a big deal. But to this lady, she was she going to get on a chair to dim her blinds?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, so, and that's where we do this every day. We probably come across it. You know, we've come across these problems and these different things that happen that to someone else, it's no big deal. But that's not true for everybody.
No, absolutely. And we do, you know, a lot of cool stuff like that where, you know, basements with all the different lighting and, you know, the Lutron switches and all that right. stuff that control all this stuff. And they can control the blinds. They can control the lights. They can, it is so just neat, all yeah. the different things, you know.
Yeah, and it's not that, and people are like, well, we're getting lazy. No, it's not really lazy. It's just being more efficient. And again, elderly. I mean, you guys do zero entry showers now, you know, because they may be in a walker. That, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
That kind of stuff is just going to help them be home longer.
Yep.
And that's why I always push, think about that stuff. It's not you have to be a young person that's kind of, I do it for elderly all the time because it makes their life easy. So they don't have to flip a switch on. They just...
Yeah,
it's time.
There's something for everybody. But I got to tell you, Andy, this was so awesome. I loved it. We could probably go another hour
you
if we had time.
Sure.
I appreciate you coming by and going over this with all our listeners and everything. And remind everybody, check out Wilson Lighting Showroom. You're going to love it. I'll talk to you all next time.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
Okay, guys, we are back. And, man, we're having such a good time here talking lighting. We're lighting up the world here with Andy Pasciotta from Wilson Lighting. And so, you know what? Before I forget, let's just start off with, you know, everything people have been hearing and going into your showroom and all that. Where can people find your information? Where's the showroom? How can they get a hold of Wilson Lighting?
We're actually on the corner of Brentwood and Clayton Road. We have a website, so it's just wilsonlighting.com. And you can actually access everything that's in our store. You can create what's called a wish list. You put in my email or anyone's email, and it shows up that you made a wish list. And then I can go back and forth with the customer and say, I see you pick lanterns out. I can send you options. I can price it. I can do really whatever you need me to do without even having to come into the showroom. And then once they get a few ideas in their head, then come on in. You know, because then they kind of are focused and they kind of know what they're wanting.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a cool thing. We do appointments. We actually will go to people's houses if they need that specific service.
Sure.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we just try and make it easy. I mean, that's really our end goal, is just make it simple, easy, and enjoyable.
Yep, that's what it's all about. We do the same thing like with our Right Bath division.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the same thing of you can see all kinds of different things that you can choose. You can make a wish list. You can, you know, that way before we even come out to look at your bathroom, we can have an idea of the things that you like and stuff like that. And it's really a cool feature that works out well. So, yeah,
right.
I totally get, you know, doing stuff like that. And for everybody else out there, you know, when you're thinking of some of this stuff, changing, like the one I was talking about with the 18-foot ceiling and the can lights and stuff, you know, of course you're going to have drywall work, painting work, you know, things to run wires if you're changing lighting around. You need something like that. Give us a shout here at Mosby. Again, you can find us on our website, callmosby.com. You can give us a call, 314-909-1800. I can come out just like I did for my other client, figure out what you want, get Andy involved, get you just a really great project going. So we'd love to hear from you as well. But I can't wait, because this is where I really start to kind of geek out with all this smart stuff. I absolutely love it. I love seeing people do like the different smart lighting and outlets and different things that you could do around the house. And, you know, I visit people like you were talking about, go to their house. We look around their house, and it's so cool when, like, they'll take me down to the basement, and halfway down the stairs, they're like, Alexa, turn on the basement lights. And we get down there, and, like, all the lights are on. And I'm like, man, that is so awesome that we have the technology to do so many different things like that. So what are some of the reasons that our listeners should really consider doing some kind of smart home lighting?
I mean, I like a smart home. I mean, a lot of our people have vacation homes. So if they're not there at the time and they forget to shut the ceiling fan off, or they forget to turn the lights off, you can control that from an app on your phone. Same thing in your home here where you live. If you're, you know, coming home, forgot to turn the light on, you don't want to walk into a dark house, you can use your app to turn the light on. Same thing with ceiling fans. They're app controlled now. You can actually turn your fan on, turn the light on, operate the fan via your cell phone, especially if it's like an outdoor area. Landscape lighting, same thing, smart app. You can have them come on at a certain time, go off at a certain time. During summer months, maybe when it's pool season, you have them programmed special. So you can create a category, winter. Well, you're not going to be out there in the winter. You don't want to waste the electric.
Yeah.
Have a winter program. So you can do tons of things with smart. It just opens up, again, a whole world of economical and ease. Your kid gets, you know, your kids are home by themselves. You want to make sure all the lights are on when they get home from school, you know, especially when daylight saving kicks in. You program that to have your front porch light on, whatever, because you know you're coming home in the dark. So it's going to kick on right when you pull up.
And see, that would have saved the life of the bulb on my front porch, because then we forget to turn it off in the morning.
Always.
Yeah. Right. And so it didn't just run like 12 hours. Some days it ran 16 or more, because you come home from work and you're like, oh, man, I never turned that off. And so then you turn it off so that you could turn it back on like 3 hours later.
Exactly.
And you're just burning that bulb to death. I actually had a heated driveway.
Oh, wow.
That, you know, you wouldn't really think of it, but if you travel a lot, you know, and we're like, okay, so they're in Florida and they're coming back and there's a snowstorm hitting, they can literally turn a heated driveway on from the plane. So then when they get in their car, drive home, their driveway has no snow on it. I mean, there's so many things like that today. So now during the break, you were kind of talking about those LeGrand outlets and stuff. You want to touch on some of that for the kitchen cabinets?
Well, like if you have a really detailed or even subway tile backsplash, there's this new system, and it's literally a power strip hardwired underneath the cabinet so that you don't have all these outlets and plugs and light switches ruining your beautiful backsplash. It's from a financial standpoint, it's easier for the installer to install it. He's going to love you for that. And now with quartz and all that going straight up to the cabinet, you don't have to have it all laser cut. You can mount it after the fact, and it's hidden. You don't see it. Same thing with tape lighting. Instead of having the old school under the cabinet fluorescence, now it's literally a piece of tape.
Yeah.
And those are great because you can do them at the top of the cabinet. You can do the toe kicks. I just redid a house over in Ladue, and the master bath, we put just a little strip of tape underneath the vanity, and I put it on a motion detector on their bathroom switch. So at night when they had to go to the bathroom, they just walked in and this little teeny soft strip of light under the vanity kicked on, gave them enough light so they're not switching on a light switch, waking up their other half. So just little things like that. It was like $120 to do that. And it was practical, but it was kind of cool too. And just like you said, your friend with the Alexa, there's tons of apps like that. You just say, turn on this or dim that, or, and it does it, you know, and it's perfect for even older people. I mean, I always say now with design, we more or less design to age in your homes. And all of these apps kind of are nice because you, maybe they can't reach a light switch. You know, so that kind of stuff, the more you make it user-friendly and easy, the better off it's going to be for that person who's living there. And like I say, as you get older, maybe you can't reach that light switch under the kitchen cabinet, or that's where the apps come in, and you just say, turn on my light.
Yeah, and we need to come up, you know, these things that we've come up with are so cool for that stuff, because it does, it makes things just more workable for people, makes it easier, like mood setting in the room,
right.
You know, if you're, you know, different lighting for different, you know, if you're having a party, or if you're going to watch a movie, or if you're going to, so you can literally have the room set up to be like, oh, movie, and it changes the lighting
exactly,
too.
Exactly, or paying bills, and you're there as bright as can be. You know, or I'm going to take my shower, no light.
I just had a client last year that we did new windows over her kitchen sink, and we went to get new mini blinds, and her problem was, you know, all these new mini blinds, you just grab them and you move them up and down, and they eliminated all the strings.
Right.
And she's like, I'm short.
Right.
I need a string. Like, I'll never get these up if I don't have the string. And so we found a mini blind online that had the strings and everything, but I'm pretty sure it's probably the last set you're ever going to get, or it's like, it's so far out. So I was like, well, you know, you're going to need the ones that operate themselves, and you just hit a remote. That's going to be, when you go to do this again, that's going to be your own. But at least we have that option.
Right.
You know, to where she can work it.
And that's stuff that you, as Mosby, and us as Wilson, that's the things we think about. Because to the average person, it's not a big deal. But to this lady, she was she going to get on a chair to dim her blinds?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, so, and that's where we do this every day. We probably come across it. You know, we've come across these problems and these different things that happen that to someone else, it's no big deal. But that's not true for everybody.
No, absolutely. And we do, you know, a lot of cool stuff like that where, you know, basements with all the different lighting and, you know, the Lutron switches and all that stuff that control all this stuff. And they can control the blinds. They can control the lights. They can control, it is so just neat, all the different things, you know.
Yeah, and it's not that, and people are like, well, we're getting lazy. No, it's not really lazy. It's just being more efficient. And again, elderly. I mean, you guys do zero entry showers now, you know, because they may be in a walker. That, you know, that kind of stuff is just going to help them be home longer.
Yep.
And that's why I always push, think about that stuff. It's not, you have to be a young person that's kind of, I do it for elderly all the time because it makes their life easy. So they don't have to flip a switch on. They just, it's time.
There's something for everybody. But I got to tell you, Andy, this was so awesome. I loved it. We could probably go another hour if we had time.
Sure.
I appreciate you coming by and going over this with all our listeners and everything. And remind everybody, check out Wilson Lighting Showroom. You're going to love it. I'll talk to you all next time.
Get more at 971talk.com.